Nearly every child and adult enjoys the zoo, but how about the animals? Many people wonder if it is cruel to remove animals from their homes and confine them behind bars and trenches where thousands of human beings stare at them. In certain ways, animals may fare better in zoos than in their natural surroundings. Wild animals may be underfed. Some must roam far and wide to find sufficient food. Some wild animals suffer from wounds or disease. Most animals must be on guard constantly against enemies. After a few weeks in a zoo, the steady food supply, clean living quarters, and medical care often give rise to an improvement in the physical health and appearance of captive animals. Many mate and rear young in captivity. Many also seem to enjoy human visitors just as much as the visitors enjoy them. Bears and seals, for example, love to show off for zoo visitors. Monkeys and apes also appear to enjoy human companionship, especially that of their keepers. The Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago once tried using one-way glass in the monkey house. People could look in and see the monkeys, but the monkeys could not look out and see the people. The monkeys became unhappy, and the glass was removed. At once, the animals regained their lively spirits. Visitors may mistake certain animal actions as signs of unhappiness. Endless pacing back and forth may be simply an animal's way of getting exercise. When brown bears pad the ground for hours, they are following an instinct to pack down snow, even though they have no snow to pack. If a monkey gazes longingly into space, is it wishing it was back in the jungle? It is probably just waiting for its food. Most animals have a great need to feel secure. They want an area to claim as their territory, a place where they can hide and feel safe. On the rare occasions when an animal escapes from a zoo, it usually comes back to its quarters after a few hours or days, especially if it escapes into areas of human habitation. That world, so different from the animal's native habitat and from its zoo quarters, is likely terrifying. The animal returns to the place where it feels secure and where it can find food and water. Often the animals walk back through the open cage door of their own accord,